Okay. Hi, good afternoon. This is our fourth SHAC meeting, which is our last one for this school year, 2021-2022. This is Samaris Velasquez, Child Nutrition Director. I have Deidre Hasten, our district nurse. I have Coach Callie Luna and parent Miss Luna. We're going to start off today with health services.
Okay. Hello. So just updates with health services. So far, flu is starting to decline, and then we haven't had much, any COVID since, since February, March, but there is our first new COVID household member. Like, there's a person, so it must still be kind of going around because there's a student out because one of his family household members has it, so in one of the campuses. So just that was new, that we hadn't heard in a while. And then as for everything else, I just have some reporting to do on screenings for hearing and vision left to do this year, and then we're going to start pre-K registration soon. And start looking at shot records for the next year already. So that's about it. And as of right now, our COVID policy is still the same as it was back in January when we changed it to the public's 5 days of isolation at home, followed by the 5 days of mask wearing at school, and then still with household members doing the same. So that's about it.
Okay, we're going to move along to nutrition services. We will be going back to accepting applications next year. No more free meals across the board. We get our new guidelines July 1st, but it's out already. Lunch application is going to be attached to online registration, so it should go smooth. It's important that we put out there that each application, even though you don't qualify, helps the department to get some kind of grants through TDA. So it's always good to submit one, even though. But every year it does change. So one year you might not qualify. The next year you might qualify for reduced, which is a big difference in price. Instead of paying $2.75, you pay 40 cents a meal. Breakfast is going to remain free across the board for all kids in the district. And besides that, we're just rolling. Taken day by day and still struggling with the shortage of supplies, so menus is always going to be based on availability. And that's it for the nutrition services. We're going to move along to the new district innovation legislature. That was some months ago. Mr. Fuller, before he left, and I, we spoke about it, and he did want it to implement. So basically what this new legislature is about, that if our something in our policy is included, then we no longer have to have SHAC committee and a SHAC meeting because it's included in. So I spoke to Roxanne today, and she has to present it to the DEIC committee before she can present it to the board. She did mention that the next DEIC committee is in the end of May, so I need to send her a reminder so they can be able to present it to the board and implement it in the system. She did suggest that we still go ahead and schedule a first meeting in case it does not go through, but if it does go through, then we wouldn't have to be doing this anymore, which I know I did explain that all the requirements that is coming with SHAC is really over Deidre and I. There's a lot of curriculum stuff, and we do not have no one from that department that's coming here to the meeting. So it's just a lot of things that goes over our head, and we just want to make sure we're doing the right things and just following the policy and meeting all the requirements. With that being said, we're going to move in, and we're going to schedule for September 14th, 2022 at 3:45, same location. The meetings are being posted 10 days before the meeting online. We still are getting the same people here. So hopefully if we do have to continue with the SHAC committee, we have more people, but I'm really hoping that we'll be able to implement this into that district innovation plan, and that the DEIC accepts it and also the board approves it. As soon as I hear back from them, I'm pretty sure that's something that I'm going to be hearing during our PLC meetings in the summer.
Okay.
I do work year-round, so I will be attending all those Thursday meetings. I'll keep you all posted about that. But if not, September 14th is the day we will be coming back, if anything. We're going to open up the discussion if anyone have anything to say.
I don't have anything.
Just comment on the flu. I had the flu last week. It was terrible.
Ooh. How many days were you in?
Ouch. It was terrible. Just never had it before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's pretty hard.
And you got, like, tested at the doctor?
Well, with that, we don't have the health lady hasn't been to any of the meetings this year, have she?
No.
No. So with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the meeting. I want to say thank you to Coach Luna for putting in all that Shaq and the curriculum for catch with the kiddos. Thank you. And to our parent president, Miss Cynthia Luna, for always being present and available and giving us the support we need. Deidre and I are really grateful for you. And with that, we wrap up the last meeting for Shaq.
Thank you.
Thank you.